On behalf of VMware and Carahsoft, we would like to welcome you to today's podcast, focused around meeting modern healthcare needs with mobility management, with special guest Mark Bentford, CEO of Mobile Integrate, discussing insights into unique healthcare enterprise mobility management requirements, mobile device management, and how these tools can transform your organization to be more efficient and effective.
Hello, everybody. My name is Mark Bentford from Mobile Integrate. And I am work with Mobile Integrate and with great customers in the healthcare vertical on how to bring mobility solutions into the enterprise. Even though we work with different verticals, like, for example, retail, hospitality, oil and gas, government, SLED, most of our customers are in the healthcare field, and we have a ton of experience in working with healthcare on bringing in these mobile devices into their environment. For starters, a lot of times when a healthcare organization is bringing devices into it, there's a lot of things that that device touches, everything from security to networking to the applications that go into device lifecycle management. So today's meeting, what we'd like to talk about is what are those unique healthcare EMM requirements? And EMM is just the acronym for Enterprise Mobility Management, which we'll talk a lot about in this presentation. And how does Workspace ONE UEM, which is the next evolution of EMM, which is Unified Endpoint Management, able to meet those healthcare needs and unify those different endpoints that are inside of a typical healthcare organization, and how that those UEM has those migration to unify those tools to bring everything together, especially if you're coming from other EMM or UEM platforms. And then we'll talk through single sign-on as well to help make the life of the clinicians, the nurses, and doctors easier as they sign into and out of these devices. And instead of putting in passcodes for every single application, if they're using passcodes for the device themselves, we have some very easy ways of doing single sign-on where you can simply tap your badge and get into the applications that you want to get into and also get into the device. And that's done with Workspace ONE Access as well with Workspace ONE UEM. And then also we're going to talk about customer best practices. As I was indicating before, there's a lot of ways that an organization may want to bring devices into their environment, but they don't think through, well, how do those devices impact other things in the environment? Are the devices impacting other things competing for our networking, like, you know, blood pumps or telemetry systems? So we're going to talk through that. And of course, day two support. What happens after these devices are deployed? When there's an issue, who do you call? What happens? What happens if a nurse can't properly scan a barcode or a phlebotomist can't scan a blood sample? So we can talk through that. So as you know, healthcare is transformed before our eyes. It was once strictly focused on patient outcomes, healthcare businesses. They are evolving to carefully and to equally about patient outcomes and patient satisfaction. And that's because from care clinics to hospitals, telemedicine to resell, pharma, and specialists to general practitioners, patients have more choice than ever. And as you know, tablets and smartphones are already making a significant impact on care. As a matter of fact, this year, it's estimated that 65% of interactions with healthcare facilities will occur by mobile devices. And even though these numbers are pretty new, they're actually changing because nobody saw the freight train of COVID late last year. So we're actually seeing those numbers expanding even faster. For example, 80% of doctors today are saying that they're using smartphones with their medical apps, and 72% are accessing drug information on smartphones on a regular basis. And we've seen those numbers go up as well as you're seeing more patients taking advantage of health at home capabilities so they can stay out of the hospital or stay out of the hospital for medical visits and able to communicate with their care team online using those mobile devices. And of course, more than 40% of all data breaches occurred in the healthcare industry over the past 3 years. And 91% of all healthcare organizations reported that at least one data breach has occurred in the previous 2 years. So data security is extremely important. Getting that information securely, so PII, patient identifiable information, is not disclosed to anybody outside of the patient and that the care team that they are working with. So looking at this, you see that there's different technologies, which means new opportunities into a healthcare organization. Everything from bedside care, we have virtual encounters, smart buildings, wearables, new patient monitoring tools. What do they all mean for your healthcare organization? There's opportunities to create new value and deliver great new patient and caregiver experiences. And they also mean new challenges, too. Now, for example, these innovations and many other will impact your business directly by transforming how clinicians work and changing the expectations and engagement of your customers or patients. And single sign-on, as I was alluding to before in my opening remarks, having that ability to do single sign-on, well, how does that work in the background? You know, what's your compliance? And then other technologies like geofencing, they're making sure those devices stay inside the four walls of the hospital. And then those variety of devices, like we showed, like the wearables are, you know, different iOS or Android devices, Chromebooks, how do they all interact with the different devices inside of the organization? One of the great things with the Workspace ONE UEM architecture is that it's architected for a digital foundation, so it enables any app on any cloud delivered to any device. And we'll go into more details on a further slide, but basically any cloud means you can use any cloud of your choice. So if you have a cloud that's completely operated, say, by Workspace ONE, or if you have on-premise and you want to do everything inside the four walls of your organization, or if you want a hybrid sort of approach where you have part of it in a cloud and part of it as a localized experience. And then the app means you can support the development and operations of cloud and container-based apps, and you can continue to drive the cost out of existing on-prem workloads, even connecting existing apps to data sources and new ones or creative value in novel ways. Any device means literally any device. So you can manage and secure mobile devices, desktop, edge devices, even IoT sensors and printers could all be managed with a Workspace ONE solution. And in healthcare, applications have changed, and there are more of them. You have everything from your EHRs to your alert and alarm system, voice communications, and all of this needs to happen in real time. The last thing that you would hate to happen is an alert to come through and that alert's not received in a timely manner, which really could have a negative impact on patient care. So Workspace ONE is going to help to deliver that experience so that the devices can be managed and everything can be sent out in real time when it's supposed to happen, and you get also real-time feedback as well. And more apps with more diverse requirements are driving the need to modernize the on-premise environment and extend to data centers, cloud, help IT, manage hybrid and multiple clouds, and update application strategies. So as we were talking before, like hybrid cloud is going to lever the both on-premise and off-premise clouds for rapid application portability and operational consistency for use cases such as disaster recovery. And of course, multi-cloud is going to match the application needs to any combination of clouds, enabling you to deploy clouds in specific areas, support of regulations, use of common cloud management tools across all to manage visibility, cost, and control. And of course, modern apps, which enables you to quickly update and enhance services with commercial SaaS and cloud native apps while increasing developer productivity by automating the development, scaling, and management of container-based applications in any cloud. And of course, finally, with any device, it's going to be delivering exceptional outcomes requires a new engagement model between IT and clinicians or patients, one providing the freedom to use any app running on any cloud on any of their preferred devices. As I was saying, everything from iOS to Android to Windows, Chromebooks, you can have a zero trust approach to protect information while giving everyone the ultimate freedom and flexibility. The digital workspace features self-service, easy-to-navigate engagement that satisfies patients and reduces caregiver and logon times by up to 10 minutes per caregiver per day. And while 10 minutes does not seem like a lot of time, that actually adds up to a great deal of time that's saving across a year, even across weeks and months. Just looking at the any cloud, VMware's heritage is enabling customers' choice by abstracting different hardware options into a uniform virtualized layer. And VMware has done that for years with servers, storage, and networks, while enabling automatic and policy-driven operations and management, letting your organization run IT on your terms. And VMware can do that the same with the cloud. So they let you choose whatever cloud that you want to use for that best meets your organizational needs without making you give up visibility, operational consistency, security, or control. And Workspace ONE does this by offering a valuable set of cloud solutions for whatever path IT chooses, be that moving an existing data center workloads to a hybrid cloud, moving native cloud workloads to the data center or edge, or natively managing apps and workloads in multiple public clouds and developing new container-based apps on top of enterprise-grade solutions. And as you can see here, some of the big popular ones, you know, Adobe Web Services, IBM, Google's Cloud, Azure Services, those are some of the bigger ones that are available, but it can work with these particular clouds and other clouds that are available as well, too. So in this example, we're actually showing through some of the different Workspace ONE capabilities. And as you can see here, there are a ton. And we're just highlighting just a few of them. So here, for example, on the enterprise layer, we are showing a multi-tenant environment. So this is great for when you want to have your production environment, but when you're actually testing out devices, testing out workflows, testing out compatibility between apps and compliance policies, you don't want to test that in your production environment. So we could actually assist with setting you up with a multi-tenant environment so you can have your UAT environment, your production environment, other types of testing environments for different versions of the Workspace ONE UEM console to make sure that everything is tested out properly before it actually goes live in your production environment. And we also have auto-compliance engines that we can leverage as well, too. So based on what terms you set for the auto-compliance engine, those policies can be pushed down to the different devices to make sure that they are compliant with your hospital security needs. Also, and for a line of business, you want to make sure you're using rugged types of devices for healthcare. As you know, Apple and Samsung and a whole bunch of different vendors make great devices that are out there, but they're not the best devices as far as healthcare when they're naked out of the box. While those devices work great in healthcare, a lot of times a hospital may want to ruggedize those devices. So that means putting into a special sort of case that can have certain drop specs, certain liquid specs for getting different sorts of fluids on them, also being able to be managed differently as well too. So a rugged device is not treated as a normal sort of Apple or a Samsung sort of device. There's certain things you may want to lock down. For example, airplane mode. You never want the device not to be able to put into airplane mode. So with rugged device management, you're going to have certain policies that you're going to create to make sure those devices are operating in the sort of terms that's easy for your patients, easy for your caregivers who may have the clinical devices, and also easy for IT to manage those devices as well. And then there's certain manufacturers like Honeywell, Zebra, Spectralink, and others that make specialized devices that's actually going to give you different and more increased capabilities to manage those devices in a rugged format. And we're actually going to show a little bit of that in a little bit later. And then there's universal SSO. So again, this kind of talking through single sign-on, what does that mean? Giving your clinicians the ability to sign into the not only the device itself, but also tapping their VADs and sign into the apps as well. So they're not sitting there putting a password for Epic, another password for Saravina, another password, the device timed out, I have to get back into the device. It's a simple, easy way of doing single sign-on that carries across your applications and also being able to securely give that user access to just what they need to see to do their workflows. And then when the next user comes on board for their shift, they can simply tap into the same device and continue using their particular workflows for that user. Now, MDM migration. So as you can see here, there are a lot of things to think about when you're trying to migrate an MDM. One of the great things, as we were indicating before, with Workspace ONE, where you have any cloud, any device, anytime, anywhere, is that infrastructure. So moving everything over, say, for example, Active Directory, Workspace ONE actually has different tools available. So you can actually hook into Access Connector, which is actually going to handle your SSO. Workspace ONE Access is actually a part of Workspace ONE that's actually going to give you the ability to manage those certificates, push those certificates through to those different applications, and then leveraging the Workspace ONE UEM, which is actually going to physically manage and house those devices as well. And then for customers that have data center with VMware, this actually all ties in together too. So if you have Horizon Desktop and Horizon Apps that are being pushed out across, say, your Windows PCs, across a medical organization, you're actually able to leverage that so that you could actually have those applications move with you onto the devices themselves or onto the laptops or desktops, even Chromebooks, across an organization. And of course, moving it over, there's different parts of this as well too. So as we talked about Access, it's also a unified endpoint management as well too. So how are those apps going to get onto the device? Are there certain VPN tunnels, say for example, for health at home or for caregivers that are actually visiting the home? How are you able to tunnel back into the organization securely to get that patient information, but making sure that patient information does not fall into hands outside of the organization? So basically what Workspace ONE does and what Mobile Integrate does along with Workspace ONE is to help medical organizations to figure out all the different pieces that they're trying to use for their patient care and then move that over from their previous solutions into Workspace ONE so you have one pane of glass that's able to manage everything. And there's even automation and intelligence built right into it as well too. So based on the parameters that you set, you could actually tell a device to have certain automated feature sets. For example, you can say, if this device is outside of the four walls, they have access to this information, but maybe not this other information. Or maybe these particular apps, this user will have access to, but other apps they only have access to when they're physically inside of the four walls of the organization. And there's also app analytics and insights as well, too, which is going to give you information on how those apps are being used, where they're being used, and to help you fine-tune the best way to deliver what those apps are doing to those end users. And this one just kind of shows, again, this one for a healthcare organization is that Workspace ONE and actually VMware as a whole, you can leverage all of those different parts of VMware, given that VMware has such a big infrastructure with Data Center and Horizon, that this can work across that same technology with your mobile clinical workflows, and you can share those workflows across different workstations and devices as well and tablets. One of those integrations is actually with Epic. Epic actually has an integration with their MyChart bedside, which actually gives the ability to remotely wipe a device. Again, nurses and clinicians, they are busy giving great care to patients. And the last thing they want to do is be stuck handling IT tasks. But at the same time, when a patient's inside of a room and they're discharged, the medical staff doesn't wait for IT, then wait for IT to reset the device for the next patient that's coming in. That can create extra work for IT. It's extra workflow that technically doesn't need to be there. So what Epic has done with their MyChart bedside is actually given the ability for either the nurse or IT to simply hit a button inside of Workspace ONE to actually remotely wipe that app or wipe the device as well and have it sanitized for the next user that comes in. There's a partner that we work with, Ground Control, which actually was purchased by Improvata, which actually provides some of those single sign-on. It takes the IT needs away from the clinicians so they can focus on the great patient care that they're giving to their patients while making it very easy for them to simply reset a device and make it easier on IT because there's one less ticket that they have to worry about. And Mobile Integrate, one of the ways that we can help with all of this is one, we provide on-site servicing and support and consulting services. But on top of that, what happens for your day two support? So one of the things we do is administration support. So we have dedicated resources to support your mobility initiative. So for example, if an issue happens with a device, what exactly is the issue and how do we get the issue resolved? We've seen a lot of our customers, before they had our services, they would say it's an Apple, they're on an Apple device. And sorry to pick an Apple, but it can be anybody, a Zebra device, an Apple device. But there's an issue. They may say, hey, we called Apple. Apple says, hey, everything looks good. You know, sounds like it could possibly be an issue with the MDM. So they call their MDM provider. The MDM provider says, hey, all the profiles, they all check out. This could possibly be an issue. It sounds like maybe the network isn't pushing down the profiles correctly. Let's call Cisco, for example. So they call Cisco. When Cisco looks at the controller, sees the controller is working to their specifications, they say, we can't see what the issue is. Have you guys actually talked to Epic? Because this is tying back to Epic, and Epic isn't getting the alert. So they call Epic, and you get where I'm going here. You can spend a lot of time kind of playing the finger-pointing game, and while you could eventually hopefully get to resolving the issue, you can waste a lot of time going back and forth between different vendors to try to figure out where the issue is and how to get that issue fixed. And then working across various vendors to get the issue fixed. So one of the things Mobile Integrate does is that we have one-stop shopping. And what I mean by that is it's one system that you could either call into a 24-hour dedicated phone number for your organization, or we have our own proprietary ticketing system that you can log into, or for a lot of organizations that are using ticketing systems like ServiceNow or Service Desk and other service applications, we actually integrate into all of those as well too. So it makes it extremely easy for the end user to simply create a ticket, say, here's the problem that I'm having, and then we're able to help them resolve that ticket very easily and work across the different vendors if need be. One of the great things is that we deployed so many devices across many different healthcare organizations. We know what a lot of the common issues are. So when an issue comes in, a lot of times we know instantly where to look and how to fix it quickly. So right now we're running about an 86 to 87% success rate on the very first call. And that's because of the wealth of knowledge that we have there that we've built up over the years. That said, there's going to be some issues that are going to require some additional troubleshooting and additional needs. And that's why we have deep relationships with VMware, with Zebra, Epic and other companies where we can actually leverage those relationships to try to find out what the issues are and get them resolved quickly as well too. And then of course we have our device hot swap fulfillment. So in some cases, there's going to be no amount of troubleshooting is going to fix an issue. Say for example, a broken screen. Well, there's not really much to do there. It's a broken screen, so that needs to be replaced. So we actually have 24/7 single day turnaround where if an issue has a user has an issue like a broken screen, we can overnight a device to that user or to that department quickly. And each hospital does it a little bit differently where we send the devices either to their IT department or we can send it directly to the unit. But the great thing is we could actually configure that device with Workspace ONE down to the unit where it's going to go to, down to the user. So say, for example, it's a large organization that has hospitals across the country. We can set up the device for that particular hospital in that particular state, in that particular city, down to the unit. So if it's a mother-baby device, we can image that device for that mother-baby unit so that they can literally take the device out of the box and just put it back into their fleet and keep using it. They don't have to think about, oh, we need to set up Wi-Fi or we need to put our certificates on here to make sure it's going to connect properly. We handle all of that to make it very easy for the end user. And we also provide end user and admin training as well, too. So we've done on-site and also now with COVID, a lot of virtual training where we'll actually walk through the end users, so the nurses themselves, and how to use the device and also how to use Workspace ONE and how Workspace ONE is going to work with those particular workflows that we came up with while working directly with the customer. So again, one-stop shopping, this makes it very easy for the end user and for their organization. And basically at the end of the day, so this, what we're trying to do is empower clinicians and patients. As I was indicating before, clinicians don't want to worry about all the IT aspects of having these devices. They want to concentrate on doing their job and working with patients and giving great patient care. So innovation thrives when a digital transformation focused on reimagining businesses' outcomes and models for patient-centered care is a top priority. And as you know, healthcare organizations are embracing digital technologies to not only improve patient outcomes and engagement models across the care continuum, but to modernize healthcare IT delivery. So in this example, you have the saying there, what is your plan to connect healthcare anywhere? And as you know, healthcare is not just inside the four walls of the hospital. Even though that's where most of the initial patient care is given, we have everything now from home care, clinics, point of care, nursing homes, and you're seeing it everywhere. So with different parts of care now available everywhere, your organization faces increasingly complex trade-offs that require the right investment decisions across caregivers and staff, processes and technology. And in managing these trade-offs, especially as the speed of disruption and the complexity of technology increases, it requires a rethink of IT architecture. And you need an architecture that enables rapid transformation without requiring wholesale disruption, because downtime isn't acceptable when you're taking care of people. And as I was saying before, if an alert comes through or an alarm comes through, this critical patient information that comes through, you cannot have that disrupted. That needs to get there pretty much immediately. And that's another thing that we help out with as well, too. Not only are we certified in Workspace ONE and we're certified in Zebra and other technologies, we also are certified in the networks as well, too. So the Cisco networking, the Aruba networking, and other types of network systems that are out there. So we can make sure that the network is optimized so that Workspace ONE and the devices can all sync together so that the clinicians are getting that voice communication. And they're also getting that alert communication in real time. And a secure and flexible, intelligent digital foundation with consistent infrastructure, consistent operations, and intrinsic security powered by digital infrastructure that supports the use of any cloud, any app, and any device that is the heart of real-time connected healthcare. And you probably heard me say this a few times in this presentation, but that's kind of one of the main goals, is the fact that you can use any cloud, any app, on any device. Because Workspace ONE is actually able to work across these different sorts of devices that are in a healthcare environment today. And that right digital foundation, one that ensures consistent infrastructure, consistent operations with intrinsic security, charts you in the course to enable and comply with the requirements of real-time connected healthcare. It ensures that your organization can care for all patients at all times and places. It removes administrative obstacles and empowers clinicians in hospitals and at homes, as well as providing patients with confidence to handle their own care everywhere. With different parts of care now available everywhere, your organization faces increasingly complex trade-offs. So taking a look at this in this real-time healthcare, again, You want to make sure that you have this consistent across different parts of the hospital itself, as well as home care and everything else that's going to touch these various different devices for great patient care. So innovation thrives when a digital transformation focused on reimagining businesses and outcome models for patient-centered care is a top priority. You want to make sure that you empower your clinicians and patients and protect that healthcare brand and data, making sure that information stays secure while continuously accelerating that healthcare innovation. And again, you want to make sure that as you accelerate that innovation, that you're giving that patient-centered experience so that they're able to have a great experience and also improve their patient satisfaction scores while they're inside the four walls of the hospital and as they leave the four walls of the hospital as well. So how were we able to do that? So here's some of the organizations where they actually had a great return on investment by going with a Workspace ONE solution along with some of the services that we provided. I'm not going to read the slide to you, but you can get an idea. You can see that each one had a great return on investment. And return on investment can be a little bit tricky because you could always ask the question, well, how do you calculate return on investment, which is a bit of a loaded question. But the reason I bring it up is the methodology that we use is looking at time savings and cost savings based on what that time savings indicates. So, for example, if a nurse is spending several hours inputting information into charts, going back to a CAL while to a physical PC to input data and to get data, then relay that data, and then with the newer technology and the newer workflows that we put into place, how is that saving time for the nurses, and then how is that time savings translate into cost savings so they can take care of more patients or provide better care to their current patients? So one of the ones I'm going to focus on is actually going to be Phoenix Children's. As you can see, happier patients, more productive staff at 90% less cost. Well, how do we get 90% less cost? That's a pretty high number. So how do we do that? It seems almost magical, but it actually isn't magical. And I'm going to walk you through a little bit how we did that. So part of the way we were able to do this was automation. Again, changing those workflows and getting those workflows to work. So again, nurses aren't spending time dealing with IT tasks, and IT is not spending extra time handling tasks that really could be automated. So one of the solutions that we work with is Ground Control, which has been, like I said, it's been purchased by Improvada. And basically what they do is everything is centered in the cloud, and they push the cloud through to Launchpad. Basically, Launchpad provides the ability to be installed into a Mac or a PC at the hospital and able to push down that information to those devices. So say, for example, on iOS or even Android, those software updates are quite large. I mean, it could easily be over a gigabyte or close to a gigabyte in size. If you're doing one personal device, big deal, you have no problem waiting a few minutes for it to do that. But when you have hundreds or even thousands of devices in healthcare organizations spread across different locations, one, you don't want to go back to the Apple or Google servers for every single one of those devices. It would just kill your bandwidth. You know, getting 1 gigabyte times 1,000 devices would just take forever and really bring your network to a standstill. So what this provides is the ability to store the updates locally cached onto a launch pad and it pushed out to your devices on your internal network. Now, one of the things we would recommend, one of those best practices, is even with it being locally cached, if you have a lot of devices, we do not recommend you just push everything out at one time. We normally recommend working with the clinical staff, working with the IT staff to communicate, here's our plan for updating devices that are staggered. So say, hey, maybe today we're going to do the OR, we're going to do ICU, PACU, mother baby, but then tomorrow we'll do ED and a few other departments. And so that these upgrades are staggered and it's not taking down your network, even though it's internal, there are other things going on in the network. So this, again, is a way of thinking about architecting how you're going to deliver out this solution. But as you can see, this scales quite nicely because you can have this across multiple different launch pads across multiple different locations. And then the reason why Phoenix Children's Hospital was so happy with this was because it took that IT complexity away from the clinician. When a patient was discharged from the hospital and a new patient's ready to come in, they literally just hit a button, plug it back into the dock, which literally takes 2 seconds, and then they just walk away, and then they take a device out ready for the next patient. So when they come in, they have a clean, sanitized device. It even skips that hello screen. So really, everything here, all you really need is step one, just plug in a device, and it does everything else. We just have step two and three here so you can see what happens. But really, for the clinician, like I said, you just plug it into the hub, and then you walk away, and you're good to go, ready for the next patient. Just grab another iPad when the patient comes in, or the same iPad, and they're ready to go. And then self-healing devices as well. So what you see here is just a clutter of devices. So again, IT has a zillion things to do, especially now with all the new work they have to do with COVID and mobile sensors and new ways of helping out patients. So a lot of times they just throw stuff into a dock, which you see here, and they just get to it whenever they can, and it just becomes a big mess. There's no accountability. Devices are just in different stages of being turned on or off or corruption. So how is there a quick way to handle this? So one is the self-heal button. So when there's a problem on the floor, our nurse doesn't need to open up a ticket with IT. He or she can just simply just hit the unhealthy button. You see the little unhappy emoji there. And you just plug it back into the ground control dock. And then they're good to go. The device will factory reset and then get re-imaged. It'll talk to Workspace ONE, get all the compliance policies, applications, security policies, all within a few minutes. And that device is ready to go. So again, taking that complexity and empowering the physicians to resolve issues very quickly. And then this is one of the docs I was talking about. So this one in particular, this is a Datamation doc. They come in different sizes. They make them obviously for iPhones and iPads. In this case, this looks like a 24-unit docking station. But you can get them, I think, in units of 8 or 16. They also make secure cabinets, again, depending on the type of how you want to mount these in a medical organization. But they can communicate with the Windows or Mac locally or in your data center. So basically, it's going to cast information that we talked about before. So again, the next shift, the user simply just taps their badge. They pick up the device that says, hey, Nurse Mark, it's time to pick up device number 6. Device number 6 would be blinking, of course, and then I can go ahead and pick it up. And then I have all of my apps that I use. They'll all be signed into, so I can start using Epic Rover or any other apps. And then when I'm done, I simply just put the device back into the unit, and then it goes and gets itself reset for the next nurse that's going to come pick up the device. And the great thing about this is it provides tracking as well, too. So, you know, 1,000 iPhones, you're spending about roughly $800,000 on these devices. And it's not just the price of the device, too. A lot of times with iPhones, you want to have a secure, ruggedized type of healthcare case that can be wiped down with different wipes, like Cavi wipes and Sandy wipes and bleach. So you there's different manufacturers out there, like Infinite Peripherals or Futanova or Code and Beam and a few others, where they make specialized devices for healthcare so it can help turn your iPhone into a ruggedized type device. So again, you can see where that device is. As you can see, last seen, you can see it was on the first floor ED. It was taken out of port 3. So you get some analytics and some information about who had this last device and where it was last seen. And the great thing about this too is when you tap that badge, it's read by ground control and it's translated to a trusted user ID. And then it's going to pick the device that has the best battery life, the one that's ready to go. So if there's two devices in the dock and one is at 20%, the other one's at 90%, it's going to pick the one that's at 90% battery life because that's going to give a longer time to be used on the floor. And then again, with some of those different solutions for the casing, they come with external batteries as well too. And then the user ID is sent to Workspace ONE, where it's going to get those identity certificates if desired, and it puts those to the various applications as well so that you can do that single sign-on piece, which is actually handled by Workspace ONE. So just to bring this to a close, and we can definitely answer questions if there are any, as you journey to real-time connected healthcare, VMware Professional Services Team along with Mobile Integrate Professional Services Team is going to support you in every step of the way. So you're going to meet and exceed your business needs to help you achieve cost savings and efficiencies. Like we said, we'll work with you on that ROI to make sure that this investment is going to actually be worthwhile, as well as the executive staff seeing your cost savings as well. Because we recognize that healthcare organizations are working harder than ever to deliver the highest quality of patient care at the lowest cost. And obviously with COVID, we're seeing a lot of organizations don't have the income that they had before. A lot of elective surgeries are not being done right now. So they're looking for more innovative ways to cut costs and to have those savings, but also giving a very high quality of service and support. And at the end of the day, you want to create value and deliver excellent experience and protect brand and customer trust. So with VMware's cloud, networking security, digital workspace solutions, they all work together to enable a foundation that's going to empower your organization to achieve your business objectives. And we're going to help in three key ways. So one is to accelerate the cloud journey, to embrace a cloud operating model across IT while getting the most out of your private, public, and hybrid clouds of your choice. And we're also going to help with transforming networking security from data center to cloud to branch to edge to flexibility or to build flexibility to agility and cyber resilience for your business so that we can help deliver secure digital workspace solutions That's going to empower your clinicians and other staff to do their best work to transform customer experience, engage process innovation, and improve engagement across your business ecosystem. Workspace ONE, VMware is seen as a leader in the space. Mobile Integrate is seen as a leader in the space as we've been able to deliver these great solutions to different customers. So this in closing, at the end of the day, is to empower your clinicians, patients, business, IT staff to innovate and thrive and have a great overall experience with Workspace ONE and with Mobile Integrate. Thank you so much for spending time with us. And if there's anything that we can help out with, feel free to reach out to us over at Carasoft and Mobile Integrate, and we'll be more than happy to answer your questions.
Thanks for listening. If you would like more information on how Carasoft or VMware can assist your healthcare organization, please visit www.carasoft.com or email us at aws@carasoft.com. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.